You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. Much love to everybody listening all over North America. Are you listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate? Thank you. You're listening on the free Odyssey app? Thank you. You're listening on SiriusXM channel 158? Thank you. You're listening on a smart speaker? Thank you. I don't care how the hell you're listening, I'm glad you're here. Also, I'm glad that we got producer Susumu holding it down with me and you. You know the deal. You want to give me a holler? The number, 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me. I am on social media at JR Sport Brief. Thank you. I got a lot of thanks to give. Thank you to everyone who called up in the first hour of the show as we took some time to look at the Brooklyn Nets with a part-time Kyrie Irving. Last night on the road, even though Kyrie Irving still coming back from, let's say, non-vaccination status, I don't know. He wasn't hot, 9 points, but he played, and the Brooklyn Nets destroyed the Bulls in Chicago. And then tonight, the Brooklyn Nets get home, and they kind of get smacked around by the Oklahoma City Thunder. Okay, sure, back-to-back games, but we talked about whether or not how far the Brooklyn Nets can go with a part-time Kyrie Irving. And who knows, by the time we get to the playoffs, and through many scenarios, one, maybe being vaccinated, two, maybe the Brooklyn Nets pay fines. I think that's a disaster. You know, he might be able to play at home. But if he's not, obviously, it's a detriment to the Brooklyn Nets. We'll see how it turns out. No update on Ben Simmons. Damian Lillard had abdominal surgery. And then Russell Westbrook, he's just cold as ice. And so basically, there is your point guard update as it relates to the NBA. Now, I want to talk about the point guards of the NFL. I want to talk about some damn quarterbacks, and not just any quarterbacks. I can sit around and talk about the 44-year-old guy, the 38-year-old, the 39-year-old, the guy in black and yellow getting ready to retire. We know about those guys. We know about the legacies of Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger. We know what Aaron Rodgers has done. And they're just trying to put a little bit more icing on the top. They're trying to add to their legacies. In the case of Tom Brady, I don't even know how much more icing you could put on there without getting some damn diabetes. The fact is, we know what they have done in the league. We know what they have accomplished. And it's just about getting a little bit more. Tom Brady, obviously, far ahead and away past everybody else. But we do have some quarterbacks this upcoming weekend and Monday who will be making their playoff debuts. These just might be quarterbacks that we have to watch in the playoffs for the next 10 years, maybe 15. Who knows? Maybe even 20. But the fact is, we got some new blood. We have some players who are looking to start their own legacies, not put the final cherry on top. And so I want to look at some of the quarterbacks who will be getting that chance and be getting that opportunity and just thinking about how far can they go? How prepared are they? How much confidence do you have in them to actually take a team to the next level? And I want to start off with one quarterback right here. He ain't young, not by any stretch of the imagination as it relates to the other men that I'm going to mention. This is Derek Carr, who in a few months is going to turn 31 years old. Now, Derek Carr has qualified for the playoffs before. The 2016 season, the Raiders were well on their damn way to going to the playoffs, and they were, and then he broke his leg. He had to sit around, stand around, and watch as in the wild card round, they lost to the Houston Texans. Yeah, the Texans actually, they made the playoffs. I know right now it seems like something that's impossible, but there was a point in time where Bill O'Brien did have some success with them. And so Derek Carr is going to get his first chance. He's going to get his first opportunity to put on his damn helmet in the playoffs. Still a young guy, right? 30? And not by NFL standards. He's kind of middle of the road, right in the middle of his prime. But this is his chance. He's going to take on the Bengals. Derek Carr, finally getting ready to play. This is what he said.
Don't forget, we've already done it. You know, this is the second time. I just get to play this time. You know, I think for me, it's an exciting time. Obviously, you know, it's something I've dreamed of since I was drafted. That's all I want to do is get to the playoffs, try and win a championship, you know. And, you know, the fact that we're in the tournament is it's really cool. You know, like I said afterwards, I'm super thankful. Like, you know, I've worked my tail off. I've, you know, prayed that I could experience that one day, and I get to. You know, it's cool. And but at the same time, my goal wasn't just to make the playoffs. It was a part of it. But, you know, you always have bigger goals and bigger dreams, and you're always trying to achieve more.
Yeah, always trying to achieve more. Well, Derek Carr is going to have to go out there and be calm, not be skittish, actually take his damn time if he wants to go ahead and show that the Raiders can do more. The Raiders are one of the teams that, quite frankly, they're not supposed to be here, especially when you think about all of the turmoil that they've gone through this season, getting rid of Gruden and injuries, on and on. And speaking of injuries, how about the team that they're going to play against? Now, Derek Carr, 30 years old. Let's throw his ass away. First playoff game, he's an outlier. What about somebody like Joe Burrow? Just turned 25 years old. Is in his second season. Is coming off of a year one injury where his knee was mangled, needed to be surgically repaired. And what did Joe Burrow do? Coming back his second full season, 4,600 yards, 34 touchdowns. This is what Joe Burrow did. Throwing a ball around with Ja'Marr Chase like they were in the damn backyard. Throwing a ball around with Ja'Marr Chase like they were back at LSU. That was the whole point. And Joe Burrow and his busted leg has thrown the Bengals back into the playoffs for the first time since 2016. The Bengals are going to be looking for their first playoff win, victory, since 1991. Some people were not alive to see it. And so with a surprising season, is Joe Burrow, is he ready to go out there and get his first playoff victory and his first playoff appearance? Time will tell. Joe Burrow says, hey, okay, sure. I won a national championship. How the hell does that relate to the NFL? This is what he said.
Maybe. You know, I've played in a lot of big games, not just throughout my college career, but this year as well. You know, the last five or six games for us have been playoff games. So we've got a lot of experience in those kind of situations.
Yeah, so is it ultimately going to help him? Okay, yeah, he's played in some big games. It's not the NFL playoffs. It's not against grown-ass men. When Max Crosby and Yannick Ngakoue are out there chasing your ass around. And also, yeah, by the way, Joe Burrow still got his ass kicked this season. No one was sacked more than Joe Burrow 51 times. Have fun running from Max Crosby and Yannick Ngakoue. These are two teams that are low on the totem pole of the playoffs, but somebody has to advance. the Raiders might get a playoff victory. Damn it, it feels like the Raiders don't go to the playoffs outside of that 2016. They haven't been before then since the Super Bowl against the Bucs. And I told you about the Bengals. Somebody's going to advance. Is it Joe Burrow with his first playoff appearance? Or is it Derek Carr, his first chance to actually play? Is he going to move forward? It's not the only young quarterback making an appearance. What about Kyler Murray? Let's fast forward to Monday Night Football. Kyler Murray and the Cards are going to take on the Rams. These are two teams with something to prove. The Rams are going all in. The Rams have gone all in. I think Sean McVay might have traded, you know, his firstborn son, the rights to him, just to go out and actually win a Super Bowl this time around. Bringing in Beckham, bringing in Von Miller, paying guys like Jalen Ramsey the big money, bringing in Matthew Stafford. The Rams are going for broke. And then you have the Cards here, where it's an unfortunate situation that I think Kyler Murray, in order for them to win this game against the Rams, Kyler Murray is going to have to go for broke. You got no DeAndre Hopkins. They may have to go deep into the playoffs to even see him return. A.J. Green and Christian Kirk, you know, just Connor trying to rely on them to generate offense. I feel that Kyler Murray is going to try to go out there and do it all himself. This very might well be Kyler Murray versus the Rams instead of the Cards versus the Rams. And his own head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, who last year it was maybe accused of just utilizing Kyler Murray a little too much to generate offense, Kingsbury says, I expect a whole hell of a lot from Kyler.
This is what he's been waiting for 3 years. He's a guy who you know, wants to be playing for something and knows he's playing for something. And this is his first shot at the playoffs. And I expect him to play probably the best game of his career. And I know he's going to give it everything he's got.
What is Cliff Kingsbury writing a motivational book? He's trying to butter up his quarterback? He's expecting the best game that he has ever played in his career? Is he going to do that if Aaron Donald is throwing his ass around like a ragdoll? Is he going to do that if Von Miller is up in his grill? Is he going to be able to do that without one of the best wide receivers in the game even available to be out there on the damn field? I don't think so. Kyler Murray can amaze all of us, but against the Rams, I certainly believe on Monday Night Football, the playoff matchup, he has an uphill climb. Someone who also might have an uphill climb, this is going to be his first chance. We know about Joe Burrow and his championship. This is another quarterback, a rookie quarterback, Mac Jones, who's won a championship and is getting his chance. Yes, Bill Belichick was able to lead the New England Patriots to throw Mac Jones at the helm and still go 10-7, to still get to the playoffs. And they looked kind of funky. They went on a 7-game winning streak. To end the year, they lost 3 out of 4. The only team that they beat the living hell out of Jacksonville. So what do the New England Patriots, what does Mac Jones look like going up against the Buffalo Bills in cold-ass Buffalo? Mac Jones, he understands that this is different than college. He talked about it.
Obviously, there's, you know, a lot that you have to put into it as a team, as a player, as an offense. And regardless of what level you're playing on, you know, you understand what's at stake from both sides of the ball. So the team you're playing understands that. And then obviously you have to understand that too. So I think it's more about just doing a little bit more, but you got to stick to what you know, and you have to just prepare how you always have, regardless of the situation.
Okay, Mac Jones. Belichick has protected the hell out of him, and it's great. It's good. And I know all the time we talk about Josh Allen going out there and doing work. Josh Allen throwing the ball. Josh Allen running the ball. Josh Allen, here's Singletary, actually do some damn work. Help me out here. We know about all of that. That's not Mac Jones. If you're asking Mac Jones to go out there and put on Superman's cape, you're asking for an imitator. You're asking for Clark Kent. Josh Allen's Superman. Mac Jones is Clark Kent. Belichick is not going to let this man loose. He's not going to let him free unless he absolutely has to. Or maybe Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time, he shocks us all and he says, hey, Mac, go run the show. Unlikely, but nothing would surprise me. Mac Jones, first playoff game. Is there going to be a rookie mistake coming? If the Buffalo Bills get off or get out to a lead, is Mac Jones going to be able to lead the offense to additional scores to put them back in a game? It's going to be tough. And then you have Jalen Hurts. Where do I even start with this matchup? The Eagles, the top rushing offense in the entire NFL, they're going to take on, I don't even want to call them the Buccaneers, they're going to take on Brady. And if you want to talk about a discrepancy, just line up Tom Brady on one side of the field, sure. And then on the other side of the field, just go ahead and put Jalen Hurts, who, although he's played well enough, I believe, to earn a second chance at starting next year, Jalen Hurts is 21 years younger than Tom Brady. Jalen Hurts is trying to prove that he is an NFL starter. And when he looks out onto the field when he's on the sidelines, he's going to be looking at Tom Brady trying to go out there and get his eighth Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, is he ready? Probably not. It'd be one of the biggest shocks in playoff history if the Eagles get the upset and beat Tom Brady and the Bucs. Jalen Hurts, though, this is someone who's been through some things. This is someone, you think about his time, being a champion, Alabama. You think about him overcoming adversity, saying, okay, I'm going to Oklahoma. He talks about how he is going to use his time in college to prepare for this stage.
Any experience that I've had prior to coming into the NFL, all of those games played those games in college at Oklahoma and Alabama and been on some very big stages. I think all of those things have kind of helped me. I definitely want to use those things in my to my benefit going into this game. So regardless of the stage, regardless of what the name of the game is, it's about the Philadelphia Eagles executing to the best of their abilities, having the right focus going into the week, throughout the week. And just having the right type of preparation.
Okay. That's all fine. Everybody can lean on their college experience, and that's all good and well. But you got to be able to lean on the talent surrounding you. You also have to run away from the grown-ass man talent that's going to be trying to rip your head off. And so when you take a look at the playoff matchups that we have this weekend into Monday, obviously with the Cards and the Rams, what young quarterback is best equipped for success? It ain't Jalen Hurts, I'm sorry. He's still having to prove to everyone that he is a long-term answer for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think he's done a good job, and I think he deserves a second chance for next year. But I don't think the Eagles are good enough to go out there and beat the Bucs. And if they do, major, major upset. Kyler Murray, his first playoff appearance. We know what Kyler Murray can do. Earlier on in the season, he played like an NFL MVP. But I think he may have to carry too much on his back against a Rams team that is going to be looking to tear his head off. Aaron Donald is probably already in Kyler Murray's dreams. What two quarterbacks do I think have the best chance at success? It's Mac Jones. Mac Jones along with Bill Belichick. Mac Jones basically because of Bill Belichick. And then you have Joe Burrow. taking on the Raiders. Their offense was ranked 7th this year, almost 28 points per game. I think Joe Burrow and the Raiders, a Raiders team that is going to pressure Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow might be running for his life. I think we're in store for a shootout. So if you're asking me what two young quarterbacks or what quarterback would I trust, I would go with Joe Burrow, and then I would go with Mac Jones. I think they are the two young quarterbacks making their debuts who are probably primed the best for success. Kyler Murray, too much work. Jalen Hurts, welcome to the NFL, welcome to the playoffs. But Joe Burrow and Mac Jones, I think they're on better teams with better environments where they can actually succeed and win around without doing a whole hell of a lot of work. Well, Joe Burrow, he's going to have to do work. I'm going to take your phone calls. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What young quarterback, what quarterback making their debut do you feel is best prepared for the postseason? Who is primed for success? Tell me what young quarterback you believe in. And don't tell me Derek Carr. His ass is old. I'm going to take your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Very simple question. We have a lot of young quarterbacks who will be making their playoff debuts over the next several days. People like Mac Jones, Kyler Murray, Joe Burrow stepping onto the scene to say, hey, here I am trying to win a championship. Jalen Hurts is in there as well, but I mean, damn it, if Jalen Hurts and the Eagles beat the Bucks, then the world just might explode. What young quarterback making his debut do you have the most confidence in? What quarterback who's making his debut are you really feeling? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I mentioned Derek Carr, his 30-year-old ass making his playoff debut because, quite frankly, 5-6 years ago, he had a broken leg. So I'm not thinking about him. Tell me about the young guys. How about this? You want an update? This Saturday, NFL Wildcard Weekend, it kicks off with two big games on CBS. Saturday night at 8:15 Eastern, 5:15 Pacific in primetime. The Patriots head to Buffalo to take on the Bills, and you can get set for kickoff at 7:30 Eastern, 4:30 Pacific with the NFL Today. Then, on Sunday, at 4:30 Eastern, 1:30 Pacific, it's a huge matchup in Dallas as the San Francisco 49ers pay a visit to Dak and the Cowboys. Two great playoff games on back-to-back days. It's Super Wild Card Weekend this Saturday night and Sunday afternoon, only on CBS. Mike is calling from Chicago. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, great show, and I'll remind you that Matthew Stafford is not going to take the L.A. Rams. He's not on the outsider looking in to the promised land. Okay. I take Derek Carr.
Okay.
To be the guy.
Yeah, he's not necessarily on the younger side, as I had mentioned. He's 30 years old.
But he has brought the team in the past to the playoffs.
Okay, well,
he was not there. He was not there.
Yeah, I mentioned that. He has done that, and he broke his leg. If I take a look, and I'm going to ask you this, because I'm not talking about Derek Carr. He is an exception to what I'm referring to. If you take a look at Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, Jalen Hurts, and Mac Jones, out of those gentlemen, those young men, which one do you believe is best equipped to have success in the playoffs?
Well, I think it's Derek Carr.
Okay.
I really do. I mean, honestly,
Oh, my God. Mike, listen to me. You've taken a test in school before, right?
That'd be asking me, like,
No, here's the thing. You've taken a test. Mike, you can hear me, right? Do we need to tighten up what's in your ear? If I gave you A, B, C, and D, were you the guy eating crayons in the back of the classroom?
No.
Yes, you were. You were eating crayons. Oh, my God. I hate to find out if that guy is married. Hey, do you want soup or do you want salad? This guy's sitting around saying, feed me a bowl of crayons. My God. Jonathan is calling from Alabama. Hey, Jonathan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Which one of the young quarterbacks do you think is best equipped to have success?
I think Mac Jones is best equipped because he's been in those high-pressure situations already.
Okay. Is it a matter of you? Why? I know you're from Alabama. Is it because you've seen a whole lot of him already?
That has a lot to do with it.
Okay. And so how is that edge in comparison to, let's say, a Joe Burrow?
I just think he's been in more of those situations.
Sure, sure. I understand. I can dig it. You think about Joe Burrow, his career, especially towards the end, winning that national championship, he was basically – shot out of a cannon. Thank you, Jonathan, for calling from Alabama. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. How about Jonathan? He knows how to answer the question. Is this Barrick or Derek? I don't know. I'm going to assume it's Derek. Derek is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, my man. First time, long time. Thanks for having me on. It is Derek. I am here just to talk a little bit about Jalen Hurts. We went on a big rant a little bit ago about whether or not he deserves a second chance. I would question why that's even a question. Are the Eagles in the playoffs?
Yeah, but they're in the playoffs. But the fact is, he has done his part. But when you think about the team, realistically, do you think that the Eagles are totally all in sold on him? If they had an opportunity to improve the quarterback position, do you think it's cemented that he's the future?
No, unfortunately, I don't think it's cemented, but I think that's actually the problem. I believe that Jalen Hurts has been successful at every single level of the game. He was a champion in high school. He, as a first-year quarterback, took Alabama to the national championship. Yeah, I understand he technically lost that job during that game, but it was really off of one throw. And then he had to save the guy that he lost that job to in the SEC championship the next year before transferring to Oklahoma. Once he transferred, 600 yards and 6 touchdowns in the first game took them to the playoffs.
Derek, without running through the man's entire history, there have been plenty of quarterbacks who have had success. This is why they get to the NFL. They have success in high school. They have success in college. Some of them even go out and win national championships. And then they get to the NFL, and then they stink. So I don't think we have to go through his entire college resume to look at what he's done now. I believe that he deserves a second look for next season. But I think there are a lot of other people who will look for his passing to improve so he can become a more well-rounded quarterback. If he is to be the same player that he was this past season, without marked improvement, similar to what we saw with Lamar Jackson. And this is not to say he needs to go out and play at an MVP level to secure his starting spot, But he is going to have to continue to improve as a passer to cement his job. And so as we look at the four quarterbacks here, you trust Jalen Hurts more than Burrow, Murray, or Mac?
No, I wouldn't necessarily put it that way. But I would just love for people to put a position where we shouldn't trust Jalen Hurts on the table before we stop trusting him. He is a first-year starter. He's performed very, very well. His passing could get a little bit better. But overall, the offense has been almost unstoppable. They do have the number one rush offense in the entire league. So, I know we don't want to put a lot of weight on fantasy numbers, but he's also one of the top fantasy scoring quarterbacks in the league.
Let's get down to brass tacks. Jalen Hurts versus the Buccaneers. Who wins?
Brass tacks, it's going to be
It's a simple answer. Who do you think wins the game? Oh, my God. Jeez. What do you invalidate your whole point if you say, oh man, I think the Bucks win? Come on.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. As we get closer, now less than 2 days away from the start of the NFL playoffs, we're going to see some young blood. We're going to see some new players making their debuts, quarterbacks, to hopefully lead the way. We got a lot of old guys, your Brady's, your Rodgers, your Roethlisberger's, closer to the end than they are to the beginning. Well, for Mac Jones, Jalen Hurts, Kyler Murray, and Joe Burrow, they're at the beginning. And then also you got, he ain't young like the rest of these guys. He's Derek Carr. He's 30 years old. He's going to be making his playoff debut. Last time around when he helped the Raiders get to the playoffs in 2015, 2016, he broke his leg. We didn't see the guy. And so if I got to think about the young guys, not Derek Carr, which one do you trust the most? And I told you I would take a look at Burrow and then Mac Jones. Mac Jones, obviously, because of the system that he's surrounded by, Bill Belichick, he was drafted into a position to succeed. And then you have Joe Burrow. He's going to be taking on the Raiders. He's going to be throwing the ball all over the place. But he's the driver for the offense. He's the driver for the team. And in his second full season, he is just balled out of his mind. Let's see if he can do the same against the Raiders' pass rush, and let's see if he can actually be protected by his own offensive line. I'm going to get back to the phone lines, 855-212-4CBS. And then next hour, we're going to talk about a quarterback. He's not in the playoffs because he sucked. And who knows, he might not even be on his team next year. But let's get through these calls. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Let's talk to Cortez calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
My main man, JR. What's going on, brother?
I'm terrific. What do you say?
Hey, man, I trust Mac Jones more than his the reason. I think Joe Burrow's a better quarterback. I'm going to say that. But I think defense wins championships. I think Mac Jones, out of the four quarterbacks we're talking about, they had the better defense. You already mentioned having the coaching, and I think Mac Jones' experience with that extra year over Joe Burrow, I think that will carry him. And plus playing the Bills twice, I think he's going to I really didn't think any four of these players would go in advance past the first game, but I think the Patriots had the best chance. So I would say Mac Jones.
Oh, thank you so much, Cortez, for a perfect and succinct answer. Jason, calling up from Birmingham, Alabama. Much love to everybody listening on 94.5. Jason, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? I appreciate listening to you every night, man, at work, man. It gives us a joy, and I appreciate all your insight. Going to go straight into it, though. I'm going to go with Joe Burrow with Ja'Marr Chase, and hopefully Higgins is getting a little off the banged-up list there. So I'm going to go Joe Burrow, my man. Okay. I think that Mac Jones is definitely, like a couple of the callers said, and you said, in a better system. When he's in a Patriot system and he plays the Patriot way in the way that Bill wants him to play, and I think that might come into turn, you know, with the defense the Patriots have. But if I'm just looking at the quarterback, like you said, who's the best young quarterback out there right now and who could advance, I'm going with Joe Burrow. I just think he's got better talent, and I just think he's the one. He's the one for me. That's my pick.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you, Josh, for calling from Birmingham. And, yeah, Mac Jones is in a better system, and he's done an amazing job in there. But when it comes down to the variety and the playoffs, here's the deal. Joe Burrow can, quote-unquote, be a game manager. Joe Burrow, at the same time, if necessary, he can go out there and sling the ball around. If the Bengals are down, I am going to trust Joe Burrow more on a comeback than I'm going to trust Mac Jones. I think Joe Burrow brings more to the table as a quarterback than Mac Jones right now. That's not to say that Mac Jones cannot. It's to say that I have more faith in Joe Burrow, probably in any situation, in any scenario, especially if the game is on the line. Let's talk to Rashawn. He's calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, how's it going?
Very well.
Hey, listen, man, me being a Baltimore Ravens fan and facing the Bengals twice this year and seeing what Joe Burrow did to us, man, you know, I'm definitely a believer. You know, like him and Ja'Marr Chase, man, it reminds me of like Joe Montana and Jerry Rice. So, man, I think the guy, you know, going to have a long career. He's going to sling that ball around. And I think the Bengals got a good shot this year at least making it to the, you know, the AFC championship game. So, you know, my pick is Joe Burrow.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Rashawn. Appreciate you for calling from Baltimore. Yeah, that's a whole hell of a lot of faith. The AFC title game? Okay. I don't know about all that. Let's beat the Raiders first and go from there. Tyrone calling from VA. Tyrone, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm very well. What's up?
Hey, I think Joe Burrow, you know, he's just got way too many weapons. But I wouldn't sleep on Kyler Murray. I think he's going to find some magic. I think he's better than Joe Burrow, than Mac. Jones.
Well, yes, I would agree. I'd agree there.
But, yeah, I think he's going to find the magic to pull a victory off over the Rams.
Okay. It will take a whole lot of magic. I don't know if there's enough magic in the world. Kyler Murray is basically going to have to take the Arizona Cardinals on his back. I don't know if there's enough magic to make him or help him do that. I don't know if this man's back is large enough. He's going to have to do a whole hell of a lot, especially with no Hopkins out there. Joe is here from Alabama. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Jay, how are you doing today?
Excellent.
I got to agree with everybody pretty much for this. I got to go with Burrow, then Mac Jones, and then Tyler Jalen toss-up, but Joe Burrow is a little more familiar with his team, and I think he's got a little few better weapons. But I tell you what, Joe Burrow and Mac Jones both are the future of the NFL quarterbacks, in my opinion.
Okay. They're going to be throwing that rock around. Oh, it's going to be years, I think, that we will be seeing them. John from Wisconsin, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, man, what's going on? Love listening to your insight all the time. As a Packers fan, I'm going to say, Kyler, I know we beat him earlier this year. But if you walk it back a couple of years, we had a young quarterback from San Francisco run all over us at home in the playoffs. And Kyler's got that ability that, you know, the Packers a couple weeks ago, too, we struggled against Huntley. He's a rushing quarterback, but I think that's something that we might have some issues with Kyler.
Okay, yeah. Well, here's the deal. Kyler Murray, I will assume, running the ball, he ain't going up the middle. Why? Because Aaron Donald will eat him alive. And I also say trying to run out around the edge, probably not the best of ideas. And Kyler Murray, he might be running for his life, and I think he's going to have to do a whole lot of running around to generate offense. I don't know if that's going to be conducive for a win. I think that's risky in comparison to some of the other young quarterbacks. I think that's going to be a tough matchup, obviously, taking on the Rams. And I think someone like Joe Burrow get into a little bit of a shootout. Mac Jones be able to control the game a little bit more. I say Kyler, he's going to shoulder the most responsibility to really just flat go out and carry his team. And that's why we know he has the talent. I just think it's a tough matchup, John. Thank you for calling from Wisconsin. Andy, I'm going to let you get the last word from Pittsburgh. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll say Joe Burrow. I haven't been excited to watch a quarterback since Brett Favre. And,
wow.
And the guy earlier stole my thunder. I think it's like Montana and Rice with him and Chase. I mean, everybody here in Pittsburgh is going to be biting their nails here the next 10 years if those two stay together.
Yeah, we want to know. We can see what that potential looks like. Two young players who played at college now get a chance to light it up. Here's a quick question for you, Andy. You got to get back to me. I'm up against the break.
Yes, sir.
You're worried about who your next quarterback is in Pittsburgh, right?
I don't care. I'm not a Steelers fan.
Oh, well, damn. What's your team?
Seahawks and whoever plays the Steelers. That's my two favorites.
Oh, my God. How do you live in Pittsburgh and like the Seahawks? What happened?
Well, I grew up in West Virginia near where Kurt Warner, not the running quarterback, but the running back. When I was a kid, he was drafted by the Seahawks.
Okay. That's a reasonable explanation. Your friends give you a lot of you-know-what, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I give it back to them, too.
You're a good man, Andy. Thank you so much for calling from Pittsburgh. All the best to you.
You're
okay?
Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We've talked about the young quarterbacks who will be making their playoff debuts. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, unfortunately, I got to talk about a quarterback who did not make the playoffs. Someone who embarrassed himself. Someone who might have embarrassed his general manager. I'll tell you who when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.